Christmas day, I wanna do it with you. Ooh.
All I want for Christmas is you and me. All I really want.
like this before. You complete my Christmas list for sure. I can never have asked for anything more, as long as you are here by my side. And you can be my gift for eternity. It gives me great joy to see the kids happy with their Christmas toy. It gives me great joy, joy, unspeakable joy. All I want for Christmas, baby, oh, hey, oh, that's all I want for Christmas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 5926 Central with none other than your host, Queenie. And is Sam on there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
What's up, girl?
Oh, nothing. Just a whole bunch of last minute stuff.
Last minute stuff. You still wrapping gifts right now?
Oh, no, I'm done wrapping. Done.
Okay. Okay.
I thought I was finished last week, but I have more to do. But I'm done.
Okay. So how's work going? How's everything? What's up? Fill me in. What's going on?
Work is going. Work is going.
People didn't take a vacation like right on Christmas week, did they?
Okay, say that one more time.
You know how people take a leave, or they go on vacation, or they didn't do that around Christmas
uh-huh.
time, did they?
No, we really don't have to worry about that, because working where I work, I mean, we get that off.
Oh.
Now, on the other side, you know, that side is open 24/7, so I don't know what those people are doing back there in the back. But as far as that administration, we get off for the holidays, so we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to have 2 days, but since Christmas Eve falls on a Friday and Christmas is on a Saturday, guess what? We get Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we ain't getting nothing off.
They need to worry about me coming in, though, all week. But I went in and did a little bit today. I got to go in and do a little bit tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all I'm doing, though.
Yeah.
I got my refrigerator down. I got my sweet potatoes on the counter. No sage. I got all my meal and my flour and everything ready to make my cornbread, to get my dressing going, my bell pepper and celery and onions.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
yeah, I didn't get a chicken. I got a hen.
Okay.
So
you doing hot water cornbread, right?
Yeah, because I got my cabbage greens, my turnip greens, and my collard greens in the refrigerator. I got some actual turnips that I'm putting in there.
Talk about it. Come on,
if my mama were here, I'd do some rutabaga, but she not here, so.
Ooh. Girl, I remember I ate some rutabaga.
I can't say
rutabaga.
I like them.
It's got a little peculiar taste on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, peculiar. Yeah, that's one way to put it.
But you know what? Yeah. You know what got it? Look, after the last show was on, the young lady asked about some chitlins. And I want to explain something to the people that is listening out there in podcast land.
Huh? Explain it.
Huh?
Please explain.
Okay, listen, y'all. And I know, look, I'm from the country. I know all y'all going to say, hey, I'm from the country. That's what we eat, from the country. Well, I'm from the country. I don't do the chitlins, okay? I don't do the chitlins. Now they got pre-cleaned chitlins. I don't trust a chitlin. I'm going to tell you why. I hope y'all listen. Chitlin and what the chitlin is, I'm good. I don't have to have that. I can go my whole life without a chitlin, okay? Y'all can feast on the chitlin. But anything that has, I'm just saying, I know y'all going to try to say something about it. Oh, and another thing. Yeah, I'm sorry to get off subject, but I got to throw this one out here, too, because I've been wanting to say something about this, you know, for years now. I'm going to say it right now. I saw some stuff at the grocery store, Zam.
Oh, Lord.
And people say it's called. And I'm going to get on that hog head cheese in a minute, but I'm gonna stay right here. This stuff, Zam, is called tripe. Okay?
Beef tripe.
Uh-huh. Now, listen.
Mm-hmm.
People have said, oh, I love tripe. I know you do. I ain't never in my life tasted it, and I'm going to tell you why. When I saw the way it looked in the grocery store, I said, that is not fit for human consumption. I don't understand. It makes no sense. It has no rhyme or reason. It's just laying there. I was like, what is that? Somebody tell me what the, oh, that's tripe. My husband, he loves educating on certain foods, you know, delicacies. I guess that's a delicacy because that's not, I don't understand that. And y'all need to just let it go. Move on. Look, I got a whole petition I'm starting. I promise you. I'm coming against the chitlins and this alienistic chitlin that they done put out of time out that's pre-cleaned. I'm coming against the bucket. Let me tell y'all something. I was out, them, you remember, out in Amarillo. You remember we used to go out there and Baldy and all of them out there in Amarillo. Was Baldy in Amarillo? I don't know. I got it all twisted.
No, Baldy was in Mesquite. Oakland.
Okay.
Baldy was in.
Well, whatever, I don't know which house it was. Might have been Baldy's house. But they opened up some chitlins. They would clean them in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
I walked through the front door and was like, I don't know what that is. And you know, when you got black parents like we had, you know what I'm talking about. You could just bust out and say some stank. Come on.
Like
you can't do that
today.
Oh man, these kids are totally disrespectful, baby. Y'all ever saw Daffy Duck get hit and his beak go all the way to the back of his neck? That's what would have happened. If we would have came up in that house and said some stank, okay? First of all, since the cook was already about to hit us in the mouth for saying all the time. I don't even know where we got that from. She was like, if I hear one, more person, if I hear one of y'all do that, I'm going to beat the mess out of you. I'm going to beat the mess out of you. So we still said it because it was a habit. Some cook about to take us out. Oh, she was about to take it out. But anyway, back to these chitlins. I come against chitlins right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because that is not of God. I don't care what y'all say. Go ahead. Somebody told me it was Stacy. Stacy, he got hot. And this is what gets me about these chitlin eaters. I mean, they just drowning. Stacy was drowning them chitlins in hot sauce. And this will help me further know that I ain't eating. If I got to put that much hot sauce on them chitlins, then I might as well just drink the hot sauce out the bottle and throw the chitlins away. That's what it was supposed to be in the first place. You know what I'm saying, me? When my daddy hung a deer up and he cut that deer from rooter to the tooter and all that stuff fell out of there, he didn't collect none of that and say, I'm going to boil this. He didn't do none of that. He didn't say, I'm going to take these, put them in a pot and boil them, and we're going to eat them like we ain't got no money. He never said that. He ain't never did that. Now he didn't kill squirrels and rabbits. You understand me? Somebody said something about a raccoon, but I ain't never ate no raccoon, but
yeah, me neither. But people, when I was living in one spot, one of my cousins, James, what's his first name? He a singer. Dang it. Anyway, we'd have raccoons, messing up the trash and, just doing disrespectful stuff around the house. So I'd call him, he'd set up a cage, and he'd take them right on home.
No, ma'am.
The fur would go on his hat, and the meat would go in his belly.
Oh, I hate you had to go through that. Oh, I hate it. Look, I got another story. Why are you talking, girl, since we sharing? Why are you talking, girl? I went to this church to speak, and the pastor was like, he said, I got some special for you after you speak, right? So the barbecue pit was going. I was like, man, he got some sausage on there, maybe even deer sausage, right? I was like, oh, I'm finna eat. So sat on the table, and this is another thing. Let me tell y'all something. When I say mama told me there'll be days like this, I'm not lying. So my mama told me not to eat people food, but listen, sat down at the table, Zam, I'm crunk. I, had a good time at church, whatever. Sat down at the table. He come over. He said, I got your plate right here. He said, plate down or whatever. Now, daddy did the deer, right? So, hey, I'm like, hey, this must be deer, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating. It's good, girl. It's a little tough, But I'm one of the meat eaters. I'm a meat eater. So the meat was, girl, was seasoned. Seasoned to the gods. It was seasoned, Zam. So I turned around to the pastor, I say, man, God, this is good. This is good. I say, man, God, what is this? What is it? Right. What am I eating, man of God? I need you to, this is good. I want to try to, try to do some of this at the house. He looked at me and said, well, woman of God, it's goat. Oh, I'm on the floor. I'm looking around. I'm seeing if somebody watching. Because, I already got this. I couldn't, Jesus. I looked at him, I say, what? It's goat. He said, come on over here, let me show you. I'm familiar with it now. Might as well go on over here and see what I didn't disobey my mother's law for. He got a whole, listen, the poor baby was on the pit. Do you understand me? The baby leg. Mm. The goat, baby goat leg.
Wait a minute, the whole goat?
The goat, listen, I'll tell y'all, I've seen some things in my life. You understand me? This man, the goat leg, the goat other leg, the legs was on. Boy, that's why I don't trust people pit. You understand me? When I go to somebody's house and they got a pit going, before I eat anything, you understand me? And people don't even know I do this. I just mosey around, walk around till I see homeboy walk to the pit. When he walks to the pit, I get to talking. I'm, hey, girl, yeah, because I want him to open that pit. And if I don't see hot dogs, look, I'm going to even say I can handle seeing bologna on the pit. You understand me? But if I don't see some regular stuff I know off of that, that's chicken. That's pork chop, you know what I'm saying? That's pork steak, you understand me? That's a steak. That's a shish kebab, you know what I'm saying? But, nigga, I'm sorry to say it like that. If I see a leg look like it's a thigh conjoined with a hoof or something and a leg, girl, I'm not. Tendons and stuff. You done stretch somebody. Come on, I'm not. I'm not sure if I could trust you. anymore in life. I never went back to the men's church because I felt that was, you got to tell people gold is on the menu. You understand me? When you show up at a church event, I understand a lead quarter. You understand me? Little dark lead quarter. I understand it because not everybody that's on the cooking committee, you know, could cook, you know. But when I go over there and it look like you didn't put, not doing it no more. I'm not trusting you. I ain't even go back. Scarred.
Oh,
just telling that whole story all over again. It just got me messed up. Now I'm back on pit duty. What's on the pit? You know, people, oh man, I got the cue. I got it fired up. I'm over here queuing. I don't trust people like that. Now if they say I'm finna put something on the pit, now I'll trust them because that's pit talk. But when you say I'm queuing, I ain't at your house. I'm not, because that's not the right lingo. That means you a first timer or a second timer. It ain't going to be right. Okay, done. I'm scarred. I went through with them. I did. I sat in the car, and they car ride there. I was car ride home and everything. Everybody was like, you preach. But I couldn't even focus. I couldn't even say, you know, God is responsible. But I was lost. The goat thing, just, and they was like, I thought you was from the country. You said you was from East Texas. I said, yeah, deer, pig, and cow. Deer, pig, cow, and chicken. Girl, that was from goat.
Girl.
Not. I can't. Girl, I can't. I can't do it. You know what? You know what else I can't? You give me your opinion.
Right.
Give me your opinion.
What?
Okay, I'm finna talk about pies, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you, and this, a lot of people going to be mad because I say this, because I might be the only one in America that think this way. But I think it's just some things shouldn't be in a pie, right? Okay,
uh-huh.
Get an apple pie. Apple pie is, you know, I can deal with an apple pie. Right?
I can deal with
slice some apples.
Deal with it.
Right? Right? Then somebody did a peach pie, which I think was just a low-budget peach cobbler, right?
Peach.
So I said, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you can get away with that one. But when you, to me, this just to me, I believe blueberries go in a muffin. Just me. I believe blueberries, a whole pie of blueberries, a whole pot of strawberries. I believe strawberries go in a shortcake. That's what I believe. I think this person did a fig pie. I say, see, this is a prime example of what I mean. Everything cannot be made into a pie. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
So do.
Man,
so
that's
too,
crazy.
You know?
That's crazy. These holidays make people act a fool.
Just be trying stuff. Just throw something together and put it
but
on the
know,
table.
But you know what, Sam? That goes back to when the people be deep. You remember that people was going through that phase of deep frying everything? This lady told me she had a deep fried pickle. I say, come on, boo. For real. For real. This other.
I haven't heard. You know. Yeah, they'll deep fry everything. They'll put it in some grease. They don't care what it is.
When I heard, let me tell you something. I almost had a cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes fit. When this lady told me that she had a deep fried Twinkie, I said, listen to me. I said, listen to me. I say, you do know that a Twinkie is already dope. You do know that. It's already a cake with, you know, So you batter. She said, yeah, we batter the Twinkie. I don't know why people don't see something wrong with this. We batter the Twinkie and we deep fry it. I said, mm-hmm. You ate that? Yeah. Yeah, that's all I'm saying is some things that people have started doing.
I've heard of them, and I've been places where they sold them. They do them at, like, the state fair and maybe some mm-hmm. local fairs, but I don't at the state fair. But I haven't actually had one or tried one.
Mm-mm. Girl, yes, they do. Nah, that type of Twinkie ain't for public consumption. Because what happens after you eat something like that, you can't be in public. Can't be in public for that. You know? That's crazy. And then, like you said, it's a state fair. I want to go to a state fair because I ain't been in years. But my thing is, what happened to sausage on a stick, a smoked turkey leg? You understand?
They still got both of them.
Girl, that's crazy.
Yep,
that is so crazy.
Yeah.
Good. But back to these pies. It's just some things that shouldn't be. Now, some people are going to be mad at this one. I'm going to say, Zam. Mm. Cherry should not be inside a pie.
I don't like cherry nothing.
Well, see, I already know what I mean.
Yep. The only cherry I'm willing to eat is one that they put on top of a milkshake or a sundae or something like that. It's still
Thank
on the
you.
Stem.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. This is what makes me mad about cherry pie, because you done cooked all the goodness out of the cherry. You just took that cherry, killed it. You killed
literally.
It. Literally killed it. And then cut it up and put it on a plate and told somebody, do you want it a la mode? No, I don't. I don't want, don't you dare. If you going to put me if I want a cherry, I want it on top of ice cream. I don't want ice cream on top of it. Don't do me like that. That's corrupt. That is so corrupt, but it's all right.
Yeah.
People love this stuff, man. Oh, but I'm going to throw this one at you. Do you remember the fruitcake?
Ew.
Do you? Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen some fruitcake, and it's different kind of fruitcake. But do you remember the one that Mama used to buy? Now, I'm going to see if you remember it the same way. Huh?
I'll put the plastic wrapper.
Oh, I was just going to talk about that. And I don't know about you. I remember that plastic wrapper used to be sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood it. Even the candy that was in it. You know, because, you know, you pick. But anyway.
And it had this was just, I don't know how anybody ate that crap. That's something that you would get somebody that you did not like.
Yeah. Ooh, you know, she gets a fruitcake. Yeah, that's how it would be. I got a couple people right now that can use that fruitcake. That fruitcake is a weapon, though. You got to think about it. That fruitcake could kill somebody.
Mm.
That woman, girl. Mm-mm. I never understood that fruitcake. And I never understood it. I just didn't. I don't understand it. That old fruitcake. Do you remember the candy that came in the can that looks like it was swirly like?
Ribbon.
I don't know what the candy was.
Ribbon.
Huh?
That ribbon?
Ribbon.
Yeah,
good.
I remember that.
Good.
And do you remember the Atkins that had all them nuts in it, pecans, walnuts, and all that crap?
Yes.
Who
I'm clapping
that?
Over here like not I'm in front of people.
Children?
I don't know. Yeah. All I know is Sister Cook used to eat our candy. She used to have that little nutcracker and stuff. Just let me tell y'all something about Sister Cook. And I don't care. She can get on here and dispute it, you know, all she wants to. But in our family, if somebody was going to give us money, they couldn't give it to us in front of Sister Cook. They could not give us money in front of Sister Cook because she taking it. It was so much money I missed out on. And then, look, our grandmother had a Bible, and she had these little medicine bottles she'd keep money in. And
right.
I was happy when my mama wasn't in the room when she was passing that money out, because we knew when she set that Bible right there on her leg. Or over that shelf. Oh, girl. Or she sent somebody in there to get the medicine bottle. See, and in them pill bottles, in the fat one, let me tell you. Oh, my God. Look.
Yeah.
Especially, now, look, now, and we all get, huh?
Now, you can't forget about the sock that was rolled up and put in the stocking and was rolled up and in, up to the inside of the truck.
Mother had so much money in that room. I think somebody got mad when she passed away because somebody got her money. I think I remember somebody sitting there. And she had money stashed all through the house. Oh, my God. And look, when we were heading back to Houston or wherever we were, Dallas, we gathered in the living room. We gathered in the living room. On purpose. The mother sit there, and she had them, what was them SAS shoes she had on? What was them gray? Oh, what they call them shoes? Them nurse shoes. She had them little gray shoes on with that little, with them D-highs with that knot on the side.
Uh-huh.
And her slip was always hanging. We never said nothing, though. Can't say nothing. She's going to have, huh?
Now, if we were at church, but at home,
yeah, you
got to
say
home, something.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious. But she had that apron on. Now, y'all don't notice. Okay, let me talk about my grandma. She cooked everything sitting in the chairs, ma'am. Tell her the truth. Tell her.
Just about everything, except everything. She prepared everything sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
She prepared everything. Came to the stove, you know, she stood at the stove and fried up cornbread and all that other. Yeah, she sat in the chair.
Mm. I bet you, listen, let me tell y'all something. We would have smothered chicken for breakfast. I know you remember that, Zam.
Uh-huh.
Or barbecue chicken.
Ooh. Yep.
Oh, my God.
But they still have the same Kraft barbecue sauce. But,
Oh, my God. Ooh, the kitchen. My granny lived in a shotgun house, y'all. Seriously. When you walk the front door, you can go all the way to the back of the house. This house so, listen. And all the rooms was off to the side.
Yeah.
And you could enter the living room at the front of the house, go in the living room, and go out. Each room connected.
Yep.
Come out of her room, because it's a room in her room. This house. Y'all, room in her room. You come out the room that's in her room, into her room, go out the, she had a whole heater, like a stove
wood.
Heater.
Pot belly
wood
stove.
A wood, with, look, stacks of wood in the room. Shotgun house, y'all. Look, go out into the hallway from her room, right? Bathroom right across the, okay. Now, the rooms on that side of the house, they weren't connected like the other side.
And that's a good thing.
Go to the bathroom. That's the praise Jesus be above. Which brings me to hoghead cheeks, okay? I know y'all saying, how did a house bring me to hoghead cheeks? Because I had, damn, I'm going to tell her, our uncle, great uncle, was he our great uncle? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Lived in the room right in the middle of
the right side of the house.
I guess I could say. You're on the right side of the house, yeah, right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle F.D., that's what we call him. Uncle F.D.,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Uncle F.D.'s nails were long. Do you hear me? He walked on a cane, and he walked with it wasn't even a limp. It was like a slide or a glide he walked with. It was like
now,
his leg. Oh, huh?
He kind of reminded me of Sid the Entertainer's character on Barbershop.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Because
yep.
It was like, I don't know if he was supposed to wear long or if his leg was short or what, but when he walked, baby, that leg was, look. Anyway, he stayed in his room most of the time. And y'all know how kids are. When I was a kid, I was always tell people, I dared him to go in Uncle FD's room when he was gone. I was bad, y'all. Don't worry about this. I was terrible. Anyway, jeez, back to the hoghead cheese. So, and you know how old people got, they nail bed turned, they nails turned grayish color, if I recall. His nails was like, you know, like a toenail with turned colors. That's how his nails were. And David, he'd sit at that table in that kitchen. Let me tell y'all how my granny kitchen was. She had that step down. Anyway. And so that's where Napoleon was under that table eating that cake. You remember Napoleon was under that table eating that cake? Yeah, stole that cake.
He
put his business out there in the street. He's a cake thief. He was sitting under that boy calling. He was in that cake, y'all. Oh, my God. But that's the same table Uncle FD would sit at, and he would eat that hog head cheese and them sardines. Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. Woo, bring back memories, flashbacks, and all that stuff. Them sardines.
Man, if you could see
smells.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, he would sit right there at that table with them crackers, and I would be looking like, cause you can't be up on no. Back then, you couldn't be no kid staring at no grown person. You can't be.
Nah.
You can't be up on him. You can't do that. You can't, baby. Remember that I told y'all about Daffy Duck and that beak? Baby, your whole life. Anyway. And he would eat that hog head cheese. It'd be so messy. And it just, and I just never, after the, and then hog head cheese got a little ring around it that's gray or something.
No, that's liverwurst.
Oh, he ate that too, huh?
Yeah, that stuff that got
Ooh.
That white or crisp-looking ring around it. Yeah.
No, he
that,
ate hoghead cheese too, James. Hoghead cheese got all that stuff in it.
That's what I was eating the other day.
Yeah, it's all chunky and got different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can smell that liver stuff right there, Denise. Thank you. That I really appreciate that.
My bad. Hey, I'm in there with you. It's like smell-o-vision over here. It really is because every time I think of it, I can, Zan, it's like I could see it. I could see it so clear how he was eating that hog head cheese. I really now can see him walking down that hallway. Okay, FD used to slide down there. I'm serious. I believe one leg was longer than the other. I think that's what was happening. And when he stepped,
let me tell you something else about him too. So, Mother, you know, she liked to watch her. You know, it started with Price is Right, and then it went on down through, and then at night, you know, she had to watch her Walker Texas Ranger, and you know, all that other stuff.
Ooh, heat of the night.
Yeah, and Uncle FD, he would always, you know, talk, and he'd be like, you know, them people can see you in that TV, and, you know, but the funny thing is now, everything that he said they could do then, they do now.
They do now.
Crazy. But he said before his time, like he was crazy, but he was actually. Before his time.
The time, yes, he was. But it's one thing he said that stuck with me my whole life. He said, and I want all of y'all to keep this in your mind as you go throughout the rest of your life, because it stuck with me. He was watching TV with my grandma, with mother. He was watching TV. Y'all know how he do. And this commercial came on. This commercial came on. No, you know, as a matter of fact, he wasn't watching TV in the living room with mother. He was in his room, and I was sitting on the bed watching TV with him. And this commercial came on, York Peppermint Patty, I remember. And this dude bit into a York Peppermint Patty. After he bit that York Peppermint Patty, he jumped up on an ironing board and it was like he was riding a wave on the ironing board.
I remember
Uncle FD said these words that stuck with me my whole life. He said, if a York Peppermint Patty make me do that, I don't want none. Oh, my God. Ever since then, every time I see a York Peppermint Patty commercial, I say, if it make me do that, I don't want none. Sending love up to Uncle FD. Love you. Yeah. Ooh, he was colorful.
He was definitely colorful. I can't get the gray liver crap with that white ring around it. I might. Thank you so much, Janice.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, let me see if I can destroy that memory. And ask you a question. Because I got into a discussion, I don't know if it was with Jessica or who it was with. And you know when the mailman come down the street, right? Mailman riding in his car, I need for you, because see, I thought the mailbox was on the other side of the street from Mudder Yard, right? Somebody said that the mailbox was on Mudder side of the street. I can remember. The mailman flying down the street, and he took that U-turn. It was like his car got on two wheels. He hit that curb, right? And he stopped that mailbox. I promise I thought that mailbox was in the middle.
It was. I think the mailbox was in the middle.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And somebody say, now that mailbox.
Nah. The mailbox was in the middle, because he come down the right side of the curb and chunked the mail in, because it was right there on his driver's side, and then he went on around and went back up.
Exactly. And I don't argue with people. I didn't got too old, so I stopped arguing with people. I say, what? It was in the yard? I didn't say nothing else. Because I was like, it ain't
now,
human unless they got a car from is it Japan? Where is it? Where the wheel on the other side? Wherever it is. Unless they went that far with it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that the post office was not doing pimping rides, you know, at the post office.
Oh, pretty sure. They wouldn't.
And
pretty
I didn't realize
sure
till we got, till we went to the city that the mailman was riding in his own car. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
This man, and when I say this dude was speedy,
Okay.
Yeah. I told y'all we're going to tell you about our family. Our family is something else, man. Our family was something else. Because I remember we used to visit, and we'd sleep up the Aunt Lou house on the hill. When we come down the hill to get breakfast, mother tell us, hey, eat where you slept at. Now, at the time I was a kid, you know, I couldn't follow it, you know. But, you know, or she'll say something like, I didn't sleep with you last night. You ain't going to say good morning. I didn't sleep with you last night. So I'm looking like, what is happening? I was a kid. But I was like, good morning. Come on now. And people talking about mother get up with the rooster crowing, but mother would be up before the rooster crowed. And I saw her pop a chicken neck, a ring of chicken neck. I never talk back to my grandma.
That's that country thing.
Oh, girl. And all them cats. I'll talk to y'all about all them cats on the next show. All of them cats. Jesus. Whatever. All right, Zam. I didn't talk the whole show. All right, girl. You want to say? We got 9 minutes left. What you want to say?
9 minutes. The countdown is that we won't talk to y'all for the Christmas holidays. Beware of these places. Is it first and foremost an issue? Second, you can't eat everybody.
Oh my God!
So
okay.
Remember to look out for the green dressing. Don't eat it.
Mm.
The brown sweet potato pie. Don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Green.
Don't
eat
it.
Yeah, the thing right here.
I don't want that one.
Now, you can always be polite and say, you know what, I'm still not hungry yet, but give me a to-go plate. I want to take it with me. And that'll be my food when I get home for later on tonight. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go down the street, just start out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Consider, but put it in the trash.
Yeah.
Stop at the nearest gas station.
Right.
Denise, I'm looking at this York patty where this woman is in the York peppermint patty package wrapper.
Oh, my God. See, your peppermint patty. See, while they were investigating all these other businesses, that's one that they didn't let slip through the cracks. They really need to go find out what they putting in them York peppermint patty. Could be a little LSD. Could be a little hair raw, could be a little crack, whatever it is. I need y'all to go check. Could be opioids. I don't know. But whatever they grinding up, dropping in them York peppermint patties, y'all better launch an investigation. Period.
Period.
They not investigating. Girl, they not. All these years, and them people been riding. Damn. These people been riding. Ironing boards. Come on. Your peppermint patty people crazier than the roses. For real. All right, y'all. I ruined people's childhood. Don't eat at people's house. If you eat it, zap. If they end up in the emergency room, just don't even call nobody. Just sit there and think about what you've done. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, think about. Because you were warned.
You were warned. We told you about everything. And those of you that want to eat that macaroni and it look good, you know you're lactose intolerant, get you some pills.
Hey, take your backpack pills with you.
And don't be getting courageous. Don't be getting courageous. Tell me I can make it. I can do it. It kicks in about 2 hours later because it'll surprise you. Holiday food is different from everyday food. It's different. People put a little more sugar. They put a little more milk.
One of my daughters put a little more cheese.
Make sure you have a little more
And I was thinking about the pandemic, right? And how I was telling people you need to go ahead and get prepared now, start putting you some water up and all that stuff. But now that I think about it, you need to be getting some extra tension for the holidays. Let's be real. Let's be real, because the day after Christmas dinner, it's that morning or in the middle of the night where it all kick in. Yeah. Yeah, your face get flush. You understand me? And you be sitting there talking about you can hold it. And I'm going to tell y'all, you grown. Ain't nobody cleaning up after you. You
okay?
Grown.
Not now,
period. Teenagers, it applies to you too.
Yep.
You throw up, you clean it up. Boom. Motto.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nah. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
Not fair.
We didn't.
Y'all had an awesome Christmas.
Yeah, season's greetings.
Yep, and we'll get with y'all the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about y'all just like we always do. God bless you, and good night.
My mama that she's holding on, praying every day until she comes back home.